This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium. Who's been arrested?
Now I have to rely on myself to go to maybe a Turkey Hill or something where I don't like their donuts. I'd rather the donuts at Dunkin' Donuts. And I'm kind of dealing with it.
Who's back in rehab?
I get some coffee, Powerade, if I'm dehydrated. I sit there all the time. If I have any like legal work that I need to do, I go there. I meet with my attorneys there.
And who's hitting who?
I'm going to miss that place when if they don't open up. Yeah, a lot of my friends go in there. Get the cold coffee, the iced coffee, I guess it's called.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash is brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online, tjcmortgage.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, those guys will always listen. Britney Spears' latest performance, she forgot where she was.
Oh, no. Hello?
Where was she, first of all?
Vegas.
She was in Brighton Pride.
Wow.
South England City. That's... for the annual LGBT celebration. A crowd of 57,000 were on hand. In a clip posted to social media, she is heard asking, quote, where are we?
Cleveland.
Before shouting, what's up, Brighton Pride?
Hey, where are we? What's up?
That's a running joke, Rockstar. You're a musician. How often do you think that happens, though?
They usually have it taped on the floor, like on the in front of your
mic. You are in Cleveland.
Yeah, you are in Pennsylvania. You're in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Because last night you were in Lexington. So you got to have it on the floor, like, because it's been happened before. Big bands do it.
Sounds like a comedian Dunaway.
See? Nothing wrong with taping things on the stage.
You are at the Stardome, Jim.
I've got replicas of world-famous things you can actually see here in Alabama. I guess one of these I realized we had, but the other ones? The Salem Witch House, a replica of the Witch House with wings added to each side, was built by Dick and Dale Rhodes in downtown Huntsville in 1995.
Oh, how about that?
No idea. You've seen that one? That's not the one you've seen.
I have not seen that one. Stonehenge. Replica is located in Alberta in the woods and is made of fiberglass.
Y'all won't go see Stonehenge.
Let these rednecks get a hold of Stonehenge.
It is made of old toilets.
The Statue of Liberty, I have heard, I guess we've seen this, a 1/5 scale replica located in Liberty Park.
You've never seen this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying that's the one we go by.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I just didn't realize it was 1/5 replica size.
I didn't know what the size it was.
Well, remember, we used to be downtown years ago.
On top of a building. Yeah.
Seriously, that's where that came from?
Then they moved it to Liberty Park.
I always wondered why they just randomly put it out on 459.
It was on the Liberty National Building.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Speaking of Liberty, I wonder if Dunaway realized this. We've got a Liberty Bell, and it's the centerpiece of a park in the American Village in Montevallo.
I've never been, except for a...
Dunaway cracked it with his fist.
I was there one morning during my morning TV days. We did a show, a special show from there, and I... truthfully, I stayed in the car until it was time to get on the set. I got out and jumped in front of the camera, and that was all I saw of the place. I hear it's beautiful.
No, though. I've been to American Village.
Yeah. I hear it's beautiful.
It was early in the morning.
A final replica of world-famous things you can see right here in our state of Alabama. The Oval Office, an exact replica of the Oval Office, was built by the American Village in Montevallo again.
Yeah.
An educational site which contains replicas of several historic American landmarks.
You know, I've been in the one at the George W. Bush Museum in Dallas, and they said it was the only one that's built 100% to scale, so we may have an argument here. You think American Village wants to weigh in on that one?
I don't think they care.
Against W.
We've got another trend out there for the teenagers that just makes no sense. It is dubbed Dragon's Breath. It's a cereal that can melt your mouth and internal organs, according to health officials.
I'm in.
Now, the cold treat, which tastes like Fruit Loops and causes those eating it to exhale smoke-like condensed moisture, can cause frostbite, skin tissue damage, and even suffocation.
Mm.
Quote, if an item infused with liquid nitrogen is prepared or consumed incorrectly, it can have harmful health consequences, according to the State Commissioner of Health Services, James Tamarican. Goes on to say, if inhaled, it can cause asphyxiation. Now, the frosty dessert has sparked a flurry of YouTube and Instagram videos, often posted by teenagers, showing off their, quote, smoke-breathing techniques in recent months.
You got to get props now. If I said, can you access, give me some liquid nitrogen?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. My God.
They have that at Walgreens?
No.
Now, the chemical is extremely low temperature between negative 196 and negative 320 puts people at risk when it's not completely removed.
You remember how bad, and we talked about this on the show before, when you've burned your mouth
right.
with hot pizza, and how we talked about I think LT and I have experienced it where we've had the cheese stick to the top of our mouth.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then you have strings coming down, pieces of skin coming down from your
pieces of skin hanging from the top. Can you imagine what this would be like, freezing?
Yeah, but I got over 2,000 YouTube views. Done away.
Yeah.
And I look like a dragon.
No, thank you.
This next one makes sense. An 18-year-old Arkansas man was arrested at the Texarkana Regional Airport last month. He told investigators he intended to fly a stolen plane to a rap concert in another state.
You're a good plan.
Now, prosecuting attorney Chuck Black said on Monday they formally charged Zamarcus Scott with commercial burglary and attempted theft of property. Asked about his lack of training as a pilot, Scott told Texarkana police that he didn't believe there was much more to the task than pushing buttons and pulling levers.
Pretty much it, yeah.
At 2:30 a.m. on July 4th, airport security personnel can contact the police about seeing a man jump a fence and attempt to enter an American Eagle twin-engine jet. Now, by the time officers arrived, the suspect, later identified as Scott, had gotten onto the small commercial plane, closed the door behind him. When officers shined a flashlight into the plane's cockpit from outside the jet, they could see a man sitting in the pilot seat with his hands below the window and out of direct view. Fearing for their safety, an officer did draw his weapon, ordered the man to keep his hands up.
Speaking of that, just a bunch of levers and buttons to press. If I offered you $500 right now, there's an 18-wheeler outside. You just got to drive it half a mile. You start it and drive it half a mile.
No, negative.
I mean, I'd give it a shot. Yeah. Could I do it? No.
Okay,
no.
If you can't complete it, you pay me $500.
No.
We have some great truck drivers, men and
women.
There's
so much going on in those things.
Who listen to us. I've never sat into the cab of one. What does it look like? Does it look like a jet engine up there?
Yeah, I've looked in a cab of one. The thing that's confusing to me is, like, if we all had a 5-speed at one point in life, right?
I can drive a 5-speed.
Well, but I think they've got
some kind of lever.
No, I think they've got a couple different. Like, you got your low gear, and then once you get out on the interstate, your high gear.
And there seems to be like something connected to one of those that you have to squeeze.
Yeah, I would say that clutch would be a little more difficult.
Yeah, I think the sweet spot on the clutch is going to be hard to find.
Just starting it, driving it half a mile. That's all you have to do.
If I start right here, I think I can coast down the hill and get a half a mile.
Get to that red light.
Then you got to stop it.
We've kind of talked about this before on FaceTime, how, like, just out of whack people look.
Yeah, you never look good on FaceTime.
We've got a new phenomenon called Snapchat dysmorphia. It's driving people to seek plastic surgery based on what they look like with Snapchat filters.
Oh, my Lord.
Did you put dog ears on me?
Yeah.
According to the writings of three dermatologists from Boston University School of Medicine, an increasing number of patients are seeking out Snapchat-inspired plastic surgery.
I like when I have the deer nose and the butterflies in my hair.
Snapchat dysmorphia has patients seeking out cosmetic surgery to look like the filtered versions of themselves, instead with fuller lips, bigger eyes, or a thinner nose. This is an alarming trend because those filtered selfies often present an unattainable look and are blurring the line of reality and fantasy for these patients. More so it is the girls that look like deer, right?
Well, okay, so there was this one girl, and it went viral, and she was complaining about something at Kohl's, but she was doing it looking like a deer, and it pitched her voice way up, and it was kind of funny. So apparently she got a lot of views on it, so she just starts doing everything in that voice. No, listen. So we're going to church.
She was found dead a day later.
No. Even crazier. We're going to church.
She ran out in front of you?
She altered her voice?
She really thought she was a deer?
We're going to church the other day, and I see up on a billboard on 459 that she's going to be at the BJCC.
What's she built?
Live impersonation.
I think that's her act.
Deer lady?
Yes. She was like...
Oh, stop.
No, Lance, I promise you, because I even asked my wife. I was like, is that girl? She's like, yeah, apparently she's on the road now. I said, doing what? She's talking through like a Snapchat filter, and people are going to go see that?
We'll need everyone to pull out your phones.
Well, the Catch Me Outside girl is now rapping.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
But at least there's content there.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got some dinner facts for you guys.
All right.
The Folsom Prison Blues line, but I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die, was what Johnny Cash imagined as the worst reason a person could have for killing another person.
Oh, that's pretty bad, yeah.
Well, it could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
Another dinner fact for you. In 1674, the women's petition against coffee was filed on the grounds that coffee made men impotent, gossipy, and Frenchified.
Jim, you drink a lot of coffee. Isn't
three
that
possible worst things for a man, right?
Are you Frenchified yet?
Is that fighting words if somebody calls you Frenchified?
Frenchified.
Another dinner fact. I love this one. I had never heard this story, but Kobe Bryant's grandmother only came to see him play one game his entire professional career. It was the 81 points against the Toronto Raptors.
I'm good.
You're pretty good.
You ought to keep this up.
You didn't know to get a collar.
Way to go, baby. Now reach in my purse there and get you $10.
And our final dinner fact, the phrase, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch, came from the practice of saloons offering a free lunch to patrons purchasing at least one drink. Lunch consisted of salty finger foods, encouraging the drinking of more beer. That's why you see pretzels and salty snacks.
That's right.
Yeah.
You ever reach in there and grab those salty snacks?
I used to until I saw the study about how dirty they were.
The one guy with a hook before you?
You learned that in Along Came Polly, didn't you?
Exactly.
It wasn't a study. It was like Along Came Polly.
Brian, one of the great truck drivers listening to us, we drive 8, 10, 13, and 18-speed trucks.
I'm out.
1,500 HP engine. It's a blast. Seth says there is a high-low spitter switch on the shifter usually, so it's like cycling through the gears twice. 5 or 6 for each side.
I have no clue how to do it.
On the top side or the downside?
No clue.
Corey says a lot of your 18-wheelers now have automatic transmission. So
I will tell you this. I met this dude on the beach when I was down last week. Just a guy from Indianapolis, randomly talking Colts and other things. And he drives a huge truck.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, how difficult is it? And he said, I could have you driving this thing in an hour. Which I doubt it. He had been drinking, so.
Dude, I don't even drive my car.
Yeah, really?
I'm going to drive your truck.
That's Trash on the Table brought to you by
our friends at TJC Mortgage. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, call the guys. Owned and operated by Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage, 815-9200 or online, tjcmortgage.com.
You make it sound like you'd have to walk in. Hi, I'm here to take Lance's driving lessons right now.
Oh, this is the steering wheel?
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.